We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We're going to start with a story that I found in the New York Times this week. And I know a lot of you listening are single. I'm certainly very, 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 very newly single.
Back in the community, per se?
Sort of, but not. Because there is no way in hell I would ever go on a dating app.
Oh, really?
For a variety of reasons, not the least of which is... my job makes
your,
that different.
Your own personal
weird.
Safety.
Right. Right. Yep. Talk to someone down the hall about that today, and she's like, I'm still getting calls from a stalker. I'm like, ooh, great. Yeah. Just going to be single.
Didn't mean to laugh. Sorry, not funny.
No, we're going to start with this story out of the New York Times because it has been 10 years since the launch of Tinder. And the article is called A Decade of Fruitless Searching, The Toll of Dating App Burnout. So 10 years after the launch of Tinder, there are some long-term online daters. I don't even know how that exists in the same sentence. And they say endless swiping has been bad for their mental health.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We're going to start with 28-year-old Abby, who has been on dating apps for 8 years. Bouncing between OkCupid, Bumble, Tinder, eHarmony, Match, Woo Plus, Coffee Meets Bagel, and Hinge. A committed user, she can easily, she says, spend 2 or more hours a day piling up matches, messaging back and forth, planning dates with men who seem promising. But the reality is, she is over it. The swiping, the monotonous getting to know you conversations, the self-doubt that creeps in, they write, when one of her matches fizzles. Not a single long-term relationship has blossomed from any of her efforts.
Well, she's been practicing this for 8 years and is not building strong connections and probably lost the ability to do that.
People are going to ask, then, is this her? But listen to this. Abby is a financial analyst. Asked to be identified by only her first name, obviously, because she was harassed by one match, and says she has regularly felt pressured to do things on those dates that maybe she would not normally do. A 2020 Pew Research Center survey found that 37% of online daters said someone continued to contact them after they said they weren't interested, and 35% had received unwanted sexually explicit texts or images. Yet despite it all, Abby feels compelled to keep scrolling. I feel burned out, said Abby, who is now contemplating spending up to $5,000 to work with a matchmaker. And we're going to talk about that this hour. Up to $5,000 to work with a matchmaker. And we're quoting here from Abby, it really is almost like this is a part-time job. And so I ask you, if you've been on the apps, how long... how exhausting, and why do you continue to do it? Kansas City is not that big of a space. And so I'm not on the apps, but I I liken it to Facebook, where they are constantly saying, here's someone you might know, and you haven't been friends with them on Facebook the entire time you've had Facebook, so why would you be friends with them now? But they keep pushing you toward a small group of people that you're not friends with on Facebook. The dating apps are going to be the same way. There are only so many singles in someone's like age range that are out there in this town. And so why, with the fatigue and the time and the scrolling and the swiping and the safety issue is a big one for me, why do people still do it? That's question number one. And then question number two, would you or have you hired a matchmaker? I have a friend who did. And then another friend of mine has two girlfriends who did, and all have had decent results, but it is expensive. And when we get back, I'm going to tell you why it is so expensive.
I'm sorry, but after 8 years of trying the same failed process, has she not considered deleting the apps and, I don't know, going to a bar?
Oh, God.
But I know it's not the same landscape that it used to be.
I mean, the bar is a creepy, weird thing too, isn't it?
I wouldn't disagree with you, but you don't have to try that hard, I guess. And a lot of it is assuming that you need every single contact to stick and become a relationship.
But you are saying that as someone who has a girlfriend. You are not thinking with the old Sam brain. And were you ever on the dating app, Sam?
I met her on Hinge.
Oh, my gosh. What is Hinge?
It's just a dating app. So it's one of the dating apps, though, that's more catered towards actually dating.
Okay.
Tinder calls itself a dating app.
It's a hookup app.
It's not a dating app. Yeah.
So I don't know any of this, nor will I ever, ever, ever dip my toe in that water. Ever. It's a non-starter for me.
But I also never once met up with someone that I contacted on a dating app that I hadn't already had contact with.
Really?
Yeah. So I met up with one girl one time and we had a college class together and I was like, hey, I know you. What's up? How you been? And then my current girlfriend, she had been a fan of a concert series that I had emceed and she was like, hey, I know you. We should hang out. And that is how it started.
And that's how it started. Mm. It's also expensive, isn't it? I mean, can't you spend hundreds of dollars a month on all of these apps?
You can either do it free.
And aren't the same people on all the apps? Like, if you're on one, aren't you on the other one?
Typically, yes. You can do the free version, which then you have a limited usage. So, like, only a certain number of swipes per day, things like that. Or you can spend. I have no idea what it would cost. Okay, but you can buy a membership.
Listen to this from a friend of mine. I have a friend that is constantly using the dating apps, and he says it's almost an addiction. Sort of like using other social media apps. Once you start, it is really hard to tear yourself away.
It is 100% about the immediate dopamine and satisfaction of swiping right and getting, you've got a match. Yeah.
Okay, that's the other thing. I have a super addictive personality. There's no way I am going down that road for that reason. I could name 100 reasons why I'm not doing it. I'm asking our audience to tell us why you do, because the 10-year anniversary of Tinder is here, and these matchmaking services are starting to become very popular around the country and right here in Kansas City. 913-586-7798. We're back with much more straight ahead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.